Mark 7:8, Tradition of Men. I want to talk to you about how it is time that we stop playing church and following after the traditions of men and start obeying the commandments of God. In the book of Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 23, we see the Pharisees and the scribes coming against Jesus and accusing him and his disciples of not following the traditions of men. These accusations started against Jesus and his disciples when the scribes and the Pharisees saw some of the disciples eat bread with quote-unquote defiled hands because they didn't first wash their hands in a special way, holding the tradition of the elders. Let's look at what Jesus says in Mark chapter 7, verse 8. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do. Verse 9. All too well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition. Then in verse 13 he says, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. Can I just tell you that I am very tired of playing church? I am exhausted with going to church week after week in all different areas and regions and seeing the same thing over and over again. In church, we can pretty much expect to sing some hymns or hear some music, do some worship for a certain amount of time. Following that, the preacher gets up and gives a message, hopefully from the Word of God, and then like clockwork, right at the designated time, church is over. In other words, we have bottled up the Holy Spirit because of our tradition. Man has created a picture, an image of what church should look like, and we have basically said to God, God, if you want to fit within this outline, this paradigm that we have labeled as church, then come on in and be a part. But we're not about to put aside our time schedules, the songs we sing, or our sermon notes to let the Holy Spirit move amongst us. Paul writes in the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, that we are to beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Paul is saying you're being cheated if you are following the tradition of men. In other words, if you are following a man-made program, a set human schedule, you're being shortchanged. You're not allowing the Holy Spirit to do what He wants to do in you and through you. So what's the solution? Well, my suggestion is to let God be God and for us to align with Him so that He can work and reveal Himself amongst us. If the Holy Spirit is really touching people's lives during the worship songs, then instead of cutting off worship, extend it a few extra songs until the Spirit says it's time to move on. Second, I suggest that preachers, the pastors, the people who talk in front of the congregation, to lose your notes. Now this requires great boldness and great confidence in the Lord, but think about how much more blessed we may be if we simply say, God, have your way in us. Perhaps you've heard of people singing prophetically. Joanne McFadder, the Riveras, they will get up before a group of people and get a direct download from God and start singing what's on the heart of the Father. Many of their songs are totally unscripted, and if they're not hearing from the Lord, they're not singing, nor are they moving ahead. They are in perfect alignment with what God's doing. May we be a people who step away from the traditions of men and step into the flow of the Holy Spirit. Please repeat after me and join with me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please forgive me for following the traditions of men and not obeying your commandments and instructions. Please set the churches free so that we may align with your will. O Lord, we need your help. Forgive us for putting you in a box. Come be the God we have read about in your word. We thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.